The angel will do what you say because, listen, you and I, as a child of God, has a right to speak the word of God. And in that word, it tells us about life, living, health, protection, all everything that has to do with life. What, how to do right, how to walk in love, how to that God will protect you, he'll fight for you. It's all in there. And when you speak that word over your situation, angel has a right to protect you. They will heed the voice of the word. They don't, they just know the word being spoken. God's word will do in your mouth what it did in his mouth. I don't think y'all quite heard that.
All right, man. All right.
What you have to do, now listen to this now. What you have to do, what too many people do, they try to grasp God's word with their mind. They try to get it with their mind. You can't do that. You got to bypass your mind and put it in your spirit. And once it get in your spirit, you let it come out of your mouth. And God's word coming out of your spirit, because remember, your spirit was like God, is born again. And coming out of your spirit, it become words of faith. And Satan don't know the difference. Y'all better hear me. When you speak words of faith and that word coming out of your spirit, it's the word of God, he does not know who said it. Well, God said it, you said it. Therefore, when that word is spoken, he knows that he have to obey. Now, I want you to think with me now. He knows that he have to obey. Why is that? Listen to this. Let me tell you the why. Jesus is the word. And he never will forget what Jesus did to him. Now, you wasn't in hell when Jesus put that whipping on him, when he stripped him of everything. You just heard about it and got in on it when you heard about the preaching of it. But Satan experienced it. And that's why he trembled and shook so when a believer mention that name and know what you're talking about. He never want ever again to come in contact with Jesus. That's the kind of whipping he would put on him. And when you find out just how Jesus whipped him and you got Jesus on the inside of you, he gets scared of you too. What did the scripture say? Resist the devil. Submit yourself to God first and do what? Resist the devil and he will. But he knows fear, because that's what he operates in. So if you're afraid, he knows where you are. But if you're full of faith and you got a revelation that's true, got this word in your spirit, and you release it out of your mouth, this is sure you know the sun come up in the east and go to the west. What you said out of your mouth will come to pass. Then if your faith is not at a high enough level of what you're dealing with, then God have given, can I talk to you? God has given us the Holy Spirit, and he know when to kick it in. if you'll let me say it like that. He know when to release special faith to make come to pass what you said. Angels is here to serve us. They excel in strength. That's what he said. What? Blessed are the angels, for they excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearken to the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his commandment. All right. 2 Kings. What I want to show you, 2 Kings. What did I say? 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 19. We cover this. Second Kings chapter 19. Therefore thus saith the Lord. This is verse 32. Well, save time. Let me, because I'll be finishing in just a little bit. Save time. Let's just skip down to it and talk about it. Verse 35. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord did what? The angel of the Lord went out and smote it in the camp of who? The Assyrian. How many? And 185. How many is that? 185,000. How many? 185,000. How many angels? Now think with me. God did that for his children, Israel. He made a covenant with Abraham. He did that for his children, Israel. Then he told us when Jesus was raised from the dead, he said to us, you have a better covenant established upon better promises. Look at Daniel 7 and 10. Daniel. Daniel chapter 7. Verse 10. Where are you, Daniel? Daniel set his face to hear from God. Verse 10. I said 10. That's what I said. 7 and 10. I'm in the wrong one. I'll come there later.